Well, he's gone. he just ran away. So will Garrett be back for the post show? I don't know. I'm looking at this. He ate a good quarter of those chips. Probably not the best idea. But, you know, I've seen him eat insanely spicy shit. Of all people that can handle it, it's Garrett. Let's all think, you know, what is he doing?
I'm hearing belches and oh.
Ew.
How many did you have?
One.
One?
No, he's fine.
Meg, how you feeling?
I feel fine.
It's fine.
You must have eaten something else today.
Garrett, he's back. You okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Yeah, touch your eyes immediately. That's smart.
I had to go get something to drink, man.
Oh, everyone, how are we doing? Now that the show's over, we can just finally...
I'm not hogging these, am I?
No.
Yeah!
Open the cream colon.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, get the man a colon.
The sperm thing made me weird. I don't want to eat it. And those of you who missed the podcast only watching the post show, you don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, but... Who wants a cream colon?
I've had those before. They're good.
They smell good.
Yeah, those are good. Yeah.
This smells like yogurt a little bit. You want some?
Yeah. I got a heat going on. Not yet.
That's going to mess up Garrett's heat.
It's going to mess up my heat. I'm going to do a sick combo in Yakuza next.
Let's see.
Oh, those are not for me.
That is very sweet.
Spermy?
Well, no.
You
know, no sperm.
That's too much for me. John, you want them? Okay, I'm going to put them in the box and throw them up to you as hard as I can.
You throw one out for me?
Oh, yeah. You want one?
Yeah.
For your dessert, after your dinner?
I should probably stop, right?
I mean, should you? I think you should, but...
What do you get if you eat the whole tube?
Nothing.
Nothing. A stomach ache?
You get it. No, you get your...
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
You get any Mixers Before shirt you want in there.
Yeah. Whoa.
Okay.
He made two gift cards.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Johnny caught it. Oh, man. Yeah, I saw a lot of... I was catching up on media and watching a lot of movies, a lot of wrestling this weekend.
Yeah.
But I also caught up on all of the current... I'm current with X-Men 97. I don't know if anyone else is watching that.
Yeah, I'm not... I don't think I'm caught up. There were, like, the latest two.
You were telling me about that it was out, and I was like, oh, shit, yeah. I'm, like, so behind.
Yeah.
But that was that's been really good.
Yeah.
You're so sweaty, bro.
It's really solid.
I'm really sweaty now. I'm, like, sweatier than I was before.
You are, like, wet.
Yeah. Good close-up. Like, here, like, the side next to my nose... It's like, yeah, these chips are not a joke.
Damn.
It's good. I like them.
What the fuck?
He's sweating it out.
I have been watching Physical 100 Season 2.
Oh, wait.
How is that? We wanted to watch it.
Awesome. Have you seen the first season?
Yeah.
Did
Sexyama come back?
I don't want to spoil anything.
Oh.
Damn. But I will say that when the first time I watched it, it was dubbed. And I didn't select that to be dubbed. It just was. It was a subtitle for you?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think you could change it.
Oh. Well, this season has been subtitled, and I honestly missed the dubs a little
bit. Really?
Because it was so cheesy. Uh-huh. Yeah. I think they had the same guy doing every voice but kind of change it a little bit, and I really enjoyed that.
Hey, there's some dubs you get attached to. I always put stuff in Japanese. You know, if that's the original language, that's what I put it in. And then the Xenoblade games, they dub the games in like the UK and Scotland and shit. So they're all talking to me like this.
Yeah.
I can't do anything. Oh, I can't do. Oh, it's Rhine time. And that, like, it's like, no, I have to listen to this.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's the one time I won't switch to Japanese.
Now, I will say the editing in this show is insane because they make something that happened in 5 minutes and it takes.
They extend everything.
They're running on DBZ time.
It's Dragon Ball level.
Well, it's like. Okay, start the challenge, blow the whistle, and you see the same takeoff, eight different different angles of the same shit. It's like, I got it. I just choose one of them. It's fine. But I love this show. It's so much fun to
There's
watch.
There's something about it that's so like endearing too for some reason.
I'm almost done with it. But yeah, season two of Physical 100. It's a show from South Korea and it's awesome. It's like a reality show, but it's like the kind of reality shows that I dig where it's like a challenge where it's like, you know, it's
not just living in a house.
No, it's like
there's something to win.
We have
something to achieve.
100 of the strongest athletes from different genres of like exercise. Like this guy's a CrossFitter. This guy's a rugby player. This guy's an MXC fighter or MXC UFC fighter.
But it's also got that like obstacle course vibe of a reality show too. I love those kind of Wipeout or Takashi's Castle. Yeah. You said MXC.
Yeah.
There's a new one I've been meaning to tell you about, and I'm glad you put it in my mind now because I kept forgetting, but there's a Japanese obstacle course show that's on skateboards.
What?
Oh my God.
And it's fucking sick.
What? Whoa, what is it called?
I don't know the name of it, but it's you can watch it on YouTube here.
Okay.
And it's getting big, so I think it's getting popular.
Oh.
And hopefully comes to like American TV because it's fucking awesome. They do like MXC style obstacle courses,
but they're
that are
on
super
a skateboard?
Long and they're tearing ass.
Oh, so they're good skateboarders. They're good. Like a random guy on a skateboard. It's like skateboarders.
And they have
this.
To do like, you know, ollie this block to this block to this thing and then do a little like crazy ramp over the water that would, you know, like throw your balance off and then like come in under a timing before like a closing door hits them and like,
oh my
they're
God.
It's called Kasso. K-A-S-S-O.
Yeah, it's that's it. K-A-S-S-O.
Okay, I will.
That sounds cool.
Sick,
I will
Sean.
Check
it's
that out.
Right up your alley.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Hell yeah. Well, I'll be checking out Kasso after I finish Physical 100.
Yeah, I gotta start. Now that I know there's a season two, I'm gonna check that out.
Yeah, it's so funny because Beckett gets watching with him, he gets so invested in it. And like he has people he loves, and when they go home, he's like devastated. But there's people he fucking hates. He's like, I hate him.
That is me, like to a T.
So mad. But I would say for the most part, what I like about these shows is that it's pretty positive.
It's so wholesome. Everybody's like, oh, what's your technique for like building your abs or whatever?
Yeah. Oh, he's like so strong. Crazy. Oh, your physique is incredible.
Yeah. Like people are so complimentary.
Yeah. And also when they mess up and they have to go home, it's like, I am disgraced.
It's sad.
I'm not physically fit like I thought I was, and I'm embarrassed. It's like, oh my God. No, it's okay.
It's so sad.
This is a dumb challenge show. It doesn't matter. Are you okay? How far are we into this?
Fine. We're good. We're all good.
He's still going.
I can't believe how much you eat.
How much is left? Oh my God.
You're like, whoa, dude. You're like more than halfway. You don't have to do this. There's no one making you do this.
Kind of tilt it so we could see the cover, like cheat it towards the...
Jesus.
Yeah, that looks about right.
I want to see that. I want to see that screenshot.
You're not going to be able to see it.
Pass that around.
You'll be dead.
I want to see that one on Twitter tomorrow.
Are they spicy here?
Hey.
It's pretty spicy.
Oops.
Well, yeah.
What's in this?
Everywhere.
It's empty.
It's like Halloween.
Well, it's empty now. I want to read. Guys, if you have any questions in the chat, we'll answer them. I want to read a super funny tweet I got. We got tweets. You know, we announced Meg is back. And I got the fucking funniest tweet, and I want to read it on here.
I'm nervous.
Meg, I got one that says, tell her I said hi to Gavin.
What if I killed myself live on stream?
What? Don't do that
to
me. I got love the clothing designs she makes.
Okay, that's good.
That's
hey, now we're
wrong.
Talking.
No. Jason Cryer did it. First, and let me remind you that. Okay. Speaking of Jason Cryer, now I'm going to say this. I don't know if you'll be, Sean, I don't know if you're going to be like cool or.
I'm never cool.
Or mad.
Oh, always mad.
Okay. Because in Hawaii last night, I think, I'm so bummed I didn't get to go, but in Hawaii, they did the Lost concert last night.
Oh, they
night.
Did. Yeah.
Michael Giacchino did the Lost Symphony.
We saw that.
We have. They've done it a couple times in LA.
Yeah.
This one is in Hawaii, but I'm hoping they do another LA one soon.
Mm-hmm.
At the show, unannounced. Oh, by the way, some of the ex-Mondo people, they made their own company. Because, you know, Funko owns Mondo
now.
Well, so all the OG Mondo people formed their own studio. I think it's called like Monster or something. I'm not sure.
Hey, side note on that.
Yeah.
The whole fucking nation got rid of do not compete clauses.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So fucking hip, hip hooray for that. Like Mondo gets bought out by Funko.
Yeah.
And the original creators can go, no, we're going to start our own thing again.
Well,
and
they did.
And you're allowed to do that now.
Yep. Because Mondo did lost record at one point.
Right.
I have that.
Anyway.
Just a huge win for us as a society.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway.
I'm in full agreement. Anyway, at the show, unannounced, that spinoff company, I think, it's not a spinoff company, it's their new company, Monster. I think that's what it's called. Sorry if I got that wrong. They did an exclusive 7-inch vinyl at just for the show.
Oh.
And it's split black and white.
Oh.
For you know, if you've seen Lost, you know what that means.
The whole black
you know.
White debate.
And on one side, it's the LAX, which was a theme in the show. Mm. And on the other side, it's Take a Hike, which I think is like.
Oh, the dun.
Dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, dun.
Anytime I've seen that Lost concert, if Sean wasn't there, I always specifically recorded that song.
He did.
Because I knew that was the thing Sean would always be humming.
I love it. So good.
Anyway, Jason Cryer messaged me at the top of the show. Hey, they put the remaining copies online, but there's like not that many. So if you look really carefully at the beginning of the stream, you'll see me going.
You were ordering Lost vinyl?
And I got it. Oh, it sold out 5 minutes later.
You tell me. I didn't have a chance. He's
sitting right next to him.
I didn't have a shot. Oh, I could have been shit. It could have been me. I could have had one.
Hey, you know
it's
what?
It's all right. It's all right.
But now is when I drop. Lost always had a twist. Ready for the twist?
What's that? What?
I ordered two.
Oh! 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 Fuck! Oh!
Rose Award winner, Rocco
Bodhi. Oh, shit. Holy shit.
Shit. Oh, the mummy.
Holy shit.
Oh, now he's more whole. More complete.
Who's getting the second copy?
Me.
So I think Meg should get it because she's new.
Because I'm new here. Thanks.
Who's in my good books? You hit my good books, I can be a nice guy. You hit my bad side, I'll fucking kill you. Hey, speaking of good books.
Yeah?
You got a good book down there?
When I was at the store, dude, Garrett, have you seen they fucking reproed these?
What? What?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. Fright features.
Dude, I'm freaking out.
Yeah.
They got bad
This
top?
Was just up on the shelf in Target, dude.
What?
Egon sticks his fucking tongue out, his tie goes.
I had that. Mine, that's a white that action shit? Figure. Mine was so dirty. It like crayon
stains. Oh, yeah. Mine had gone into the mud. Slime. Yeah.
It's a fucking play hard with my
figures. They didn't have Ray Stans when I was there, but his ears pop out. I should have got that.
Fright features are I remember back, those. Dude. I remember that.
Yeah.
Now, are they
the
going to make?
They did these.
Are we doing X-Cop? Are we doing like the rare?
I know. Deep? I want more monsters.
Yeah.
The toilet like bowl. X-Cop. No, they already did. They did. Fearsome Flush.
Flush.
They already did. That's in my office right now. They did that for Afterlife.
Shit.
But this one, because of this is the best part of these Ghostbusters movies coming out, is they just reprint old shit.
That's cool.
So anyway,
can I check that out? The sculpt on that—it's got to be the same. The face.
They claim to have the molds.
That's the mold, dude. That's the oh, man.
Wild, because I'm seeing Garrett like go back in time right now.
And they nailed it. The packaging is
absolutely
perfect.
Nailed it. Yeah, that's a big deal. It doesn't come with a little trash can full of slime anymore. Remember, you used to get this little guy here, the little monster guy, the ghost?
Oh.
He would be like in the slime trash can, I thought.
And you could fill it with slime. Like, didn't it come with actual like?
It was goop? Like a little, goop? It looked like a little vat and it had like ectoplasm in there.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, anyway. I'll still take it.
Sorry,
but
ectoplasm, not slime. All those crumbs.
No! What do you do?
Oh my God.
Dude,
did you finish the thing?
No,
that's close.
Uh-oh, what's gonna happen when it comes out?
You'll find out in 35 seconds. Oh, like, it's about to happen right now.
No,
man. Speaking of coming out,
yeah.
Go ahead. Someone sent me a picture the other day. I was talking. You know, I have a lot of people in my circle that we just love to send each other food pictures.
Sure.
Pretty much exclusively.
Yeah.
Look, dude, I ate this. Oh, what about that? You know, that's half of my life is talking about food. Someone sent me, they went to Tommy's. You remember that place? Tommy's. They just put chili on everything.
Oh, yeah.
They sent me a picture of it, and I it jump scared me. I thought they sent me a picture of their shit. It looked like a diarrhea. Like it looked like imagine like a water balloon of diarrhea hit the ground. It looked like that. And I was like, what the fuck? Oh, is that a tomato? Oh, they shit out a whole tomato. This is a meal. This is a meal. It's a whole meal. And then I wanted it. Then once I knew what it was. What? No, but their chili is good. Once I knew what it was.
You thought you were, it looks like shit.
It did. But then once I knew it was chili, then I wanted it.
What?
Dave's Hot Chicken apparently just opened Mission Valley.
Yeah, uh-huh. I saw that.
There's another Dave's.
I saw that today.
I think I mentioned before I tried Howlin' Rays in LA.
Yeah.
That was awesome. They get even hotter sometimes, but the chicken was just like really good. It was really good quality. But Dave's, still love Dave's. Want to go back to Dave's. I haven't been to Dave's in a long time.
Me neither.
Yeah, me neither. It's kind of like so popular, it takes a while to get the food now.
Oh, does it? The last couple times we went, it was pretty dead.
Pretty dead? Yeah. Oh, okay.
I've but never had it.
It's time to go you back. The hype's down.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
We got to get
one
there.
One of these days, we got to bring you there.
Yeah.
They do hot chicken out in Texas?
I don't, I'm you sure they do.
They don't like spice out there.
They don't like it?
No.
No. Just queso.
Nah. Just queso.
Only queso. Only queso chicken.
Yeah. I love spice.
Yeah, I can't look at you because you're so sweaty.
It's kind of interfering with like, yeah.
Can you see?
Here's the thing is that. Now, as you know, Garrett and I work out every week together, and I have never seen him sweat this much doing that. And what's we're like working hard.
Not going hard out there or what?
We are going hard out there. Like I thought I was going to die last Monday. It was some hard ass shit. And I was like, I'm so tired. And then you don't sweat like this. This is wild.
Yeah, normally spicy food doesn't make me sweat like this. This is a unique reaction. I'm enjoying.
All right,
he's enjoying. He is almost done with his can.
What do you do after you finish? You take a picture of yourself or something?
I don't think you should finish it. I think you should just let it be done.
There's someone. I mean, we'll see what we got time for. I don't know.
There's someone in the chat, and their screen name is literally San Diego Sun. Ooh. It says, "How's the Greek chicken place in Santee?" This is the most San Diego centric account I've ever seen on here.
It's very unique.
The one, that one by the DMV?
Yeah.
How is it?
Godlike.
Fucking love it.
Oh, wait.
Godlike. Oh, they're chicken pitas I dream about. Yeah. I love those chicken pitas.
You know there's two locations in El Cajon there?
Really?
By the DMV and then further on Main Street.
You also can just get straight up garlic bread there. Ooh. Who just sells garlic bread on as a side? Oh.
Yep. Olive Garden.
Okay, besides them.
Yeah. Smart ass.
Greek chicken Santee, banger. So good.
Oh,
I'll be honest, that was not too far away from our old studio way back in the day. Mm-hmm. And I used to get that a lot more than I do now. It's a trek.
One, you know, they always talk about the chicken sandwich wars. What fast food place has the best chicken sandwich? That was happening for a minute there. And the one that I thought was the best during all that, it was like, no, Popeye's the best. No, Chick-fil-A is the best. No, whatever. I'm like, all right, whatever. But then this was years ago. We went to Shake Shack. And for a limited time, they had a Korean chicken sandwich.
Oh. Ooh.
And it was like, oh, that's my favorite. That's my favorite of the fast food places.
That sounds good.
Of, you know, whatever. But it went away. And then this week, Me and Johnny went up to L.A. We saw People's Joker up there. And
yeah.
We found ourselves in the Funko, like, HQ. Apparently, there in Hollywood, there's a Funko. We thought, what is this, a store? Let's walk in. And it never ended. Is that fair to say, Johnny? It was like, are we in a theme park?
Like this, Funko Pops?
Funko Pops.
Yeah.
Like walls of every character.
And themed rooms. Or it was like, you're in the Disney room
was
now.
Like
you're in the
Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah. There was a Game of Thrones Funko dragon. It was like, climb up there and you get your picture on it. Okay. All right. So I'm on it. And I in all of them, I'm not enthused. I'm just, you know, whatever.
You think looking you're cool. So cool.
They had
too cool for Funko Pops.
They had a Funko cantina with the aliens in it. I mean, it was so weird. But anyway, but we stopped at a Shake Shack and they are bringing that. It was like just for this week. This
oh
that Korean chicken sandwich is back. It was Dang. Really it was really really good.
I love that. I had it once, and so I will definitely go back. Is it ours too? The Shake Shack? All Shake Shacks? Oh fuck yeah!
And it's a Korean menu temporarily. So ooh, they have that. They have that, but then they also have a burger that's like. It's like I forget what they put on it, but they kind of it's a Korean style burger basically. Dang. I forget what all that they put in it, but
sounds good.
Does it have gochujang sauce?
Yes,
that gochujang, dude. I bought a vat of that at the grocery store.
Oh no shit!
Yeah, it comes in a tub.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like I found that tub, Kevin, because yep. I was like, this is the shit they put on the chicken at the KBBQ place I like. So I've been cooking with it, and I think I've used a whole tub already.
Damn. Oh my god!
Yeah, I bought a.
They had a kimchi fries, like it was like a kimchi seasoning that they put on it with some kind of dipping sauce. Oh, it was awesome! All the Korean stuff there was the Korean menu was really good.
I think A. Tuttle asked the San Diego person what the name of the Greek chicken place was called. It literally is called Greek Chicken.
Greek Chicken.
Yeah. It's a chain. It sounds like we're talking about. A kind of chicken, but it is called Greek chicken.
It's a chain, and I wonder how far it goes.
I think it is just kind of around here. Because but there's a bunch.
Ones in like
it's really Deakins good County, though. I love
there's
it.
There's ones in El Cajon.
There's two in El Cajon. Yeah, the one by the DMV.
I thought they were just San Diego, but I could be wrong. I'm not mm-hmm. sure. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. definitely worth the trip.
Yeah, super I went in there the other day because I love they have drive through.
Yeah,
both of them in El Cajon have drive through. Mm-hmm. So I was hitting the get a skewer just with some meat on it, like a skewered chicken or whatever.
That was my guilty pleasure, though, when we worked at that old studio. Our old studio was near it. And getting the gyro, you know, which has lamb or whatever, but getting it with, you could request they grill the onions.
Oh,
yeah. And it was like, oh my, this is going to be a problem. I was like going there every night, just like, give me another one.
Yeah. I missed that place. I should go back. I have a question for the chat.
Sure.
And this is, what would you do? What would you do? So I got a ticket and it was for my tags being expired.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. The fix-it ticket.
Yeah. Now here's the thing is that I paid the registration. I just didn't get the tags. Like they never sent it to me. It was honestly a DMV glitch that was, I had to go to the actual DMV to resolve this problem. It was fucking annoying. And they had to get a mandrake. I've never seen this before. I'm like, of course.
Of course not. Of course.
But anyways, so it's $50. And I could test it. Like, hey, I have the registration. And they said, it's not about the registration, it's about the tags. You can reduce the fine to $10. You got to take it to the DMV or a police station and they can verify that you now have the tags. Pay $10. What? That's what they said.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. That car right now is not working. Oh, I can't drive that car. I could take a picture of the tags being on this car, and like, do you think it's worth the effort to drive to a police station to show them a picture on my phone? And be like, I can't drive the car to you, but I can show you this. Like, is that worth it? It's $40. Ugh. It's $40. I don't know. I don't know what to do.
Is that worth $40 to try and do that? Basically,
like, yeah. And
no,
you say no. You say just pay the ticket. Just pay the $50.
Is that all it is? $40?
It's $50. It's $50 total.
I'd pay $50 to not deal with this shit. Yeah,
same.
But here's my thought, and this is stupid, but there's that site that you can get cheap jerseys, and it's like knockoff, but it looks good enough.
Yeah.
There's a jersey on there, but I had it in my cart for forever, and it's $30. And I thought, well, I could drive and kind of resolve it. And if I can, then I'll just buy that jersey and I'll use that.
As a treat to yourself?
As a treat for dealing with this bullshit.
I mean, but what are the chances of them being like, no, you have to bring it in person?
Yeah.
So pretty high.
Yeah. But they're going to be shitty about it.
You got to get a cop out to your driveway.
But it's like a 98 Road Padres jersey. It's fucking dope.
Just call 911.
Kevin's right.
Send a police officer right now.
Why are you entering the jersey into the scenario? The jersey is like not.
Oh, in the chat, they're saying bring the plate. I could bring the plate.
Oh, yeah. Carry the plate in.
I could do that. Yeah. Here's the plate. That way, I don't want you to leave your desk. I gotcha. Here's the plate. Okay.
Yeah.
It's
a DMV, though.
I think you're going to get fucked either way.
Yeah, you're going to get fucked. Yeah.
I'm going to go to the police station. And I'm going to end up being arrested. Watch
They're
going
to be like, why'd you take this plate? To your
car. You're going to come back to your car with another ticket for not having a plate.
It's on my driveway. I'm safe. I'm safe there. I'm doing the plate. I'm doing that tomorrow. I'll let you know how it goes. And I'm going to see if I buy that jersey or not. You okay?
Yeah, can we get a sweat update? Because I can really feel
it. Sweat update is we are peak sweat.
Dude, I can really what are don't you think doing? You don't have to do this.
I can really feel it kind of dripping down into my eyes and my face now.
Let me try to get a picture of this on my from my angle, because it is fucked up. Are you getting it? Okay. Let's see. Wait, I'm going to put it on portrait. Is it focusing? I think I got it. Let's see.
Is it hot?
Hot,
it's Kevin. Fucking blurry. God damn it.
It's so hot.
Don't move. Don't move. Don't move.
Oh, I ate the one off the ground on accident. Oh, shit.
You were talking in it, so you did move.
I got sweat in my eyes.
There's a lot of sweat, dude. There's a lot of sweat.
Oh, my God.
It's dripping.
Yeah, dude. Oh, my God. You are dripping. It's dripping.
Ew.
Wait.
Oh, shit.
Oh, that is. Oh, my God.
Why
dude.
Do you? You're still going?
I'm oh, my there. God.
No one asked you to do it.
Dude.
There's I'm no so need. Happy to be back.
Oh, you're so wet, bro. Oh.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to just, you know.
If you look like you're crying, it'll be like Michael Jordan, you know? Like that teary face.
Yeah, has. Where he's like sad.
Let me see how much.
I just, you know, Conan did so good on that Hot Ones episode. I just.
He did. Know. That was fucking awesome for the record.
Conan was really inspiring.
I would say Garrett has a tenth to go. He's at the end. You can see the end of the can here.
Oh. Gonna start rubbing it on his face.
That's the thing. Like, the sweat's running into my eyes, but I don't want to wipe it out because I'm afraid of what is on my fingers.
Yeah.
Dude. You've crushed this whole can.
I'm surprised it took this long.
Should we say one for Derek?
No. he doesn't want it.
No. Okay.
You're gonna like get heartburn or something, right? Like something. Like
something's gonna
maybe
burn.
Maybe by the time it's gonna it's burn.
Good. I'll drink some water tonight.
Oh, that should. If you eat a lot of ice, that counteracts the heat.
Did it say something on the can about eating the whole can or
yeah.
something?
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't do
it's
it.
Film yourself doing it.
That's what we're doing.
Which you technically did.
Oh, okay. Shit.
They're going to use this in their marketing now.
Yeah.
I know. I don't want them to send me more of these hellish chips, though.
Okay, I'm going to take a picture of this can, if you don't mind, and I'll put it on Twitter so people can see my vantage point. That way. Oh. Okay.
This is a pretty good heat that really does.
Yeah?
It doesn't overwhelm you, but it sneaks up on you, and I've never had something that makes me sweat like this.
Oh my God.
Just on my head. My arms aren't sweating, no other part of my body. Oh, even like the spiciest curry, I get like a number 9 out of 10, you know.
Oh my God.
That place, that Kokoishi Banya place, goes up to 20.
Oh my God.
Oh, that's
why?
Scary.
But they're hard to, it's hard to rank them though, Sean, because the way that they list it on there, it's like you could get 4.
Yeah.
Which is 8 times heat.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's like, what am I running? 4 or 8? Like, yeah, what? There's 2 different numbers. Yeah. So I don't know what 20, which of the 20 is accurate, whatever, but I've gone up to 4.
I did 4, but then I also did the hot chicken with it, and it was too hot. I was hurting.
Yeah, 4 is like, I'm good in the first half, and then the second half, I'm like, oh, okay, that's enough for me. So I'm always nervous to step it up. I want to step it up next time I go, but I love eating there so much that when I get there, you know what
you
I mean?
It's ruin like, it.
I don't want to ruin this, but yeah. I want to step it up.
Okay. I just posted, if you want to see how sweaty Garrett is, check out my Twitter and you can see the fucking disaster. You ate it. He did it. He has done it.
Wow.
He has done it.
Now survive it.
Now survive it.
Yeah. Now the hard part.
Yeah.
That really, it did improve my sinuses. I can breathe through my nose a little better.
Yeah.
Someone in the chat said the spiciness up top really did not bother them. You know, after a while, it was that their stomach was fucked up for another day.
Oh, Garrett,
so,
no.
See you tomorrow. Something to look forward to.
If you barf that up, that probably would hurt so bad.
Ooh.
Right? That'd be terrible.
Oh, yeah, that would be bad.
You got
Ghost Pepper Black Crisps. Who even made these? Like, aren't Pringles?
No,
they're just who? What? There's no brand. This is Devil. Yeah, the Devil made it.
Devil made this.
The Devil got inside my soft drink.
I was having some chuckles.
Deep
candy.
Cut for a couple people out there.
Well, everyone. Let's get.
I'll let you know how I feel tomorrow, guys.
Yeah. Let's get Garrett a shouts out.
Before we go tonight, a couple last things. Sean, we meant to talk about this on the main podcast, and I just didn't.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you're already recording this, Johnny. I don't know if we want to tack this onto the end or not. Maybe we can just tweet it out. But we were informed by Twitch.
Oh, yeah.
This last week that they had some error that unsubscribed a lot of long, specifically they mentioned long standing subscribers.
I've never gotten such an email of like, we are so sorry. It was like, it was a thing.
And it was actually it was really like, nice. We're going to like pay you extra this month to like make up for
what's going on. Because we fucked up so bad.
Yeah. I hope it's okay that I say this, but I mean, whatever. It's their fuck up, not ours. But anyway.
But they did the right thing.
So a lot of people may have been unsubscribed that have been, it was a website wide fuck up. People are aware of it.
Okay.
Let's Shrubu says let's talk numbers. Okay.
Well, 12, what, 24,
yeah. Yeah, what you got? What you got?
Yeah.
I got all the numbers.
But anyway, you may have been unsubscribed. If you were, they said they're gonna try to resubscribe some old members. Or no, wait, what did they say? Let me see exactly.
They basically said too there's a streak thing and they try to fix that. So if
that's what they're gonna try to
if
fix.
You were unstreaked, we'll try to streak you out.
Streak you back in.
But we don't that's not on our end, but they're working on that.
If you resubscribe, this is what it was. If you resubscribe by May 6th, they'll be able to restore your streak. And they'll add a month to your streak to correct for the lost month.
Okay.
So subscribe by May 6th. They're going to make it right and do all that. But yeah, I'm sorry. I'm not going to apologize. I didn't do it, but
we are sorry.
It's a bummer that this happened. So sorry, everybody.
Yeah. So if you were unsubbed, wasn't us, but
yes,
but sub yourself back and we'll be good to go.
Sub yourself.
Sub yourself. Garrett, I'm praying for you. No, stop eating these fucking chips, dude.
That was the dessert you saved for me.
Oh, okay. How was that?
It's kind of gross, right?
It's kinda a little much.
Coca-Cola?
Yeah. What do you think, Johnny?
Aptly named.
Johnny liked it. All right. Well, there you go. Hey, everyone, we did it. Thank you. So I'm gonna sit back up and look right. Thank you so much. I had a great night. And let's once again be so thankful that Meg is back. I'm so happy.
Yeah.
And you know what? Next week, it's going to be even better because. I'm going to have a new Padres jersey once I get the police to fix this problem.
I think next week I'm on the fence. Uh-huh. I might give everyone a break from me.
Oh, thank God.
I might dip. I might like, I feel off? Like there was a lot of me in this one.
No.
I feel like I could step away in the next
one. You want me to be the main guy? Because people don't like that.
They will.
No, we had a good main guy, Sean mode. Like
Sometimes I can.
A few weeks ago, Kevin and you held it down.
I could pull it off. I can pull it.
Why not?
I can't even talk
it's
straight
20,
anymore.
It's 2020 motherfucking four, dude. Meg can be main guy.
Main guy, Meg.
Yeah.
All right, Meg. Start thinking of how you're going to host
the
podcast.
I'm the
this
Meg guy.
This is a solo Meg show.
Let's just let her,
Meg
sink or swim. You in the show.
Exactly.
Or swim. All right.
Nobody wants that.
I kind of do, but right. We'll see you next week. A Tuttle has an extra Potter's ticket to Tuesday's game. Whoever wants to go.
I'm just worried I'm going to be all fucked up from my May the 4th be with you plans.
Oh, yeah.
That if I come in here, I'm going to be all like hungover. Well, not hungover like I drank because I'm not going to drink, but so much force related activities.
You're going to wear the hat.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. Well, maybe not.
Are you okay? Legitimately, like, are you all right?
Yeah. Yeah, why?
He's like, wide shot real quick if you could. He's like standing up. He's hovering. He's not okay.
I can't get a tissue for my nose.
And all your sweat. Hey, see you guys next week. Can't wait. Can't fucking wait. Can't wait. So excited. Can't wait.